Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Well, this weekend, it's the Minnesota State Cattle Industry getting together for their convention wrapping up today on Saturday at River's Edge Convention Center. I had a chance to speak to Caitlin Root. She's executive director with the Minnesota State Cattlemen, talking about this year's convention. And, of course, policy a part of that, talking policy early in the day on Friday.
So we actually have our legislative update from Bruce Cleven this afternoon. So folks will get to learn about kind of what's going on in the state of Minnesota with now the House of Representatives being tied and Democrats up by one seat in the Senate, which is the same as last year on the Senate side for Minnesota. But yeah, obviously we'll be talking about policy. We'll talk about some deer depredation, elk depredation, advocating for feedlots, and obviously wolves. Wolves are always a topic for us.
You know, last year too, were there wins or losses? Did Bruce have time to kind of reflect and recap from last year?
Our wolf depredation fund, it didn't completely max out last fiscal year through the Minnesota Department of Ag, but it was definitely up there, and losses are up there. Producers are definitely very, very frustrated, especially northern Minnesota, but not even just northern Minnesota at this point. I mean, the wolves are definitely moving south and affecting some north central guys as well.
You know, their hands are tied in that scenario as far as what to do, and if that interaction happens with the price of cattle nowadays even higher and higher, I mean, it really handcuffs them in many fashions.
It definitely can, and the unfortunate thing is a calf loss to us is a calf loss, and it's really disappointing for a producer to have a calf loss. It's they think it's a wolf kill, and then it's actually not determined to be a wolf kill. So that can be really frustrating for producers when they feel that it was a wolf loss, but it's actually not, in the end, a wolf loss. So then they don't get funding for it.
Caitlin, talk about some of the keynote highlights this year, those speaking and addressing members. Give us an overview there, please.
This coming legislative session, we'll be working on meat labeling. So fake meat labeling is a really big topic right now. If USDA does approve fake beef, we want to be sure that the state of Minnesota is prepared and ready to go and that we have fake meat labeling bills. So this would ensure that our consumers, when they're coming into the grocery store, they know when they're buying real beef from a farmer or a rancher or when they're buying cell-cultured fake meat. So that will be big for us. And then increasing abatement materials for deer and elk depredation. Right now it's only at $5,000 for producers, but we really need that increased to at least $10,000 because this is for fencing in stored forage. And as people know, fencing is very expensive. So we really need to increase that, as well as increasing the elk depredation fund. The previous fiscal year, the fund actually ran out of money. So that's a really big priority for us. And then working with feedlot producers, as well as advocating for feedlot producers in both the state and at the Capitol in D.C., because we definitely need to do education on letting these new folks know what feedlots are, how they run, and that feedlot operators are excellent stewards of the land as well, and that they treat their animals very well. I think sometimes feedlots can get a bad reputation, but there's definitely no need for that. We have excellent feedlot operators in the state of Minnesota, so that'll be a priority for us as well.
Many of your members have to act as educators in a way because everybody is so far removed. How have they taken that role? I know those serving on your board and such have been very visible and vocal. I'm sure they're going to continue to do so because that lasting impact of actually being on that farm, seeing that, is way different from seeing it on paper.
Definitely. So educating is one thing, but I think what I really like to stress is sharing your story. So instead of maybe educating on the facts and the numbers, I think a lot of folks who did not grow up on farms and ranches, they want to hear the story. They want to hear all about you and your operation and how do you care for your animals? What do you feed your animals? So it's sharing your story about your family and your legacy. I think that's really crucial, letting them know, hey, we care so deeply about this operation. We want to pass it down to our kids and our grandkids, and ultimately just sharing that story. And I feel that my board does an excellent job, and honestly that most cattle producers, sometimes we can be a little humble and they don't necessarily enjoy talking about themselves, but once they open up, I think they just have excellent stories to share.
Caitlin, you will be featuring as well the CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. What do you expect his message to be?
He will focus on just explaining the checkoff, how the checkoff works, where is your dollar going, as well as return of investment. So when cattle are sold in the state of Minnesota, $1 per head goes to the checkoff. Some producers may not really know, really, where is that dollar going? So Greg will really touch on how that dollar is being spent to actually put more money back in these producers' pockets. It's actually very exciting to see all of the work that the checkoff is doing for producers every day. And I mean, that's all cattle producers, whether you're cow-calf, feedlot, stocker. Ultimately, it's turned into beef, and amazing work that the checkoff is doing. So I'm really excited about that one.
Caitlin, will you have a chance to, are you guys recognizing or honoring any of your member leaders or anything, or industry leaders this weekend?
Absolutely. So at our banquet, we will be actually giving out our Cattleman of the Year Award, and as well as our Industry Service Award.
Your theme, Stronger Together, I think that maybe sometimes goes unsaid, but it's a very important part of your success as a group, right?
Absolutely. I think cattle producers need to stick together. In the state of Minnesota and across the country, we have to have one common goal and really unite to get that goal accomplished.
Caitlin, when it comes to the cattle women as well, do they meet during this conference or is that a separate convention?
They will meet Saturday morning for an hour from 8:30 to 9:30, actually. So they're having a little shorter meeting this year, but they will be meeting then. And then our state meeting is at 9:30, so the cattle women and the cattlemen can both attend either meeting if they choose.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on KASM Radio. Caitlin Root, Executive Director with the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. And that is our Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service.